Sidney Shanberg died last weekend. He had a long career as a journalist, but is best known for his New York Times coverage of Cambodia in the 1970s. He was one of the few journalists who witnessed the brutal takeover by the communist dictator Pol Pot. The 1984 movie The Killing Fields is based on Shanberg's reporting. It tells the story of Shanberg and his relationship with his Cambodian reporter counterpart, Dith Pran. Now, to reflect on Shanberg, I could have contacted one of his former colleagues at the New York Times, but I wanted to speak with someone who knows Sidney Shanberg in a different way, Sam Waterston. He played the role of Shanberg in the film The Killing Fields. Thank you very much for being with us, Sam Waterston. I assume you went deep into the life of the man you were about to play when you took the role. Had you met and discussed Cambodia with Shanberg?
When I first met Sidney, I had already had the part, and I met him at the New York Times, and he was very open and ready and generous with his time, wanted to help in any way he could, but he was adamant that I tell it like I saw it and that he not put any spin on the ball or anything like that. He showed me around and he told me a few little tricks of the trade. My favorite one was to ask a person in authority really dumb questions and to keep asking the same dumb question over and over again until the person in authority just says, "Don't you get it?" and tells you the very thing that he was never going to tell.
I'll have to keep that in mind.
And then after we'd been talking for a while, Pran came in, who had been a photojournalist for the New York Times ever since he got out of Cambodia.
Right, Dith Pran.
And almost immediately, almost right after we said hello, he jammed his fist into my chest really very hard.
Wow.
And gave me a really intense look and said something along the lines of, "You must know about Sidney. He is very strong here."
In his heart, in his chest.
In his heart, in his chest. And in the great rush of events, you can be distracted by the trees. And Sidney had wonderfully interesting things about him. He was smart and funny, and he was an amazing journalist and a great writer and all that stuff. But I think, really, the woods, in his case, were character things about his heart and about his sense of fairness and honesty.
I mean, you're right.
And that was what Pran thought. And I figure that Pran must have known. Because they lived through something unimaginably intense, and that was what he carried away.
I mean, as you say, he was a great journalist, but he also had this cranky side, people say, and a deeply human side, unable to just erase his Cambodian fixer, Dith Pran, from his own story. I mean, we journalists all employ local fixers, but Sidney Shanberg and you in the movie showed us that you just don't use them and leave them. Did Shanberg explain to you his commitment to his fixer and his friend?
I think Sidney was a journalist, and this is really putting words in his mouth. I don't have any evidence except what I know about his life to say this, but I think he was a journalist because he had a keen sense of fairness. And I think the crankiness that characterized him was about these things that mattered hugely to him: getting the story straight, being honest, being truthful, and having a passion coming from a place in your heart, not your head. In spite of the fact that he was super smart and a really, really impressive writer, very evocative of situations, real keen eye for detail and all that stuff.
So Sidney Shanberg is gone, so is Dith Pran. Hang Gor is gone too. So as a storyteller, and an actor is a storyteller, who do you think will be telling the stories of this genocide in Cambodia years down the road? Are you worried that we might forget?
I think The Killing Fields itself, the movie, has made the term The Killing Fields part of our national and international consciousness. I think Cambodia, and I think this is largely due to Sidney and Dith Pran's work, whenever genocide and human rights atrocities are talked about in the world, Cambodia will be part of that conversation. I don't think it's going to go away.
Did you stay in touch with Shanberg over the years? When was the last time you saw him?
We did keep in touch, and we meant to keep in better touch than we did. He had his heart attack on a Tuesday, and he was on my mind all that week because we had said that we would get together when I got back from working out here in California, and for some reason that was very much on my mind that day, actually that whole week, and I didn't call him, and I'm very sorry.
Well, Sam Waterston, thank you very much for sharing your memories of Sidney Shanberg.
Thank you. Thank you for talking about this.